All right, let's go. Let's continue the basic story.
Very relaxing. It's not a lot. There's some
One of the more confusing subjects of Chatzitza. Based on Starim Ben Ashinayim. That's what we started last week, right?
Yeah.
So Kaidam Atfila, well, we did Lama Gimel, but I will read it again just quickly. Kaidam Atfila, Tzricha Lanakas is Kemdeig. She has to clean out all the folds in the body. Eshar Mekoimus, based on Starim Shabaguf, and all the other places that are hidden in the Guf. Shalaya Behem Dabar Chaitim. That there shouldn't be any chatzitzu, based on Starim, Kaidam Chalapeh, Tzricha Chaitim. Basically, the whole body. Right? No, but I'll tell you what it's what the nafkamin is. That is based on starter. This is the regular part of the body. That's nigla, right? That's open, right? And then there's the base of starter, and then you have balua, which means it's all the way inside the body, right? Balua is obviously not a problem. Like we said, a pacemaker. If somebody has a pacemaker, that's not a chatzitza.
There's a big room, there's a lot of room in between that though.
Oh, yeah, like what?
I don't know, sometimes if you just wash your hands, stuff comes out, but if you just rub it with no soap and water, there's nothing there. Like what? I don't know, I get my hands dirty all the time at work. If I wash my hands with soap and water, my hands are a little black now, I rub, nothing's coming off, so there's nothing on the surface. So if you soap and water, there's stuff that goes inside your hands.
Right.
So that's not like inside, but
well, I forget that. How about?
It was on the splinters, no? Isn't that where it is?
Splinter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, it depends. If it's covered by skin, right? That's what we said. If it's covered by skin, a splinter. It's okay. How about way up in the nose? Or cotton all the way stuck way down into the ear? Right?
Well, what's it going?
How about a diaphragm?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a shayla in the place where a woman forgot a bleeping cloth inside of her and went to the mikvah.
Yeah.
I think you heard them all. You heard them all, right?
And?
What is the psak? I think it's a Shevet Levi.
Would that not be okay? What's the shayla? One second. It's not
well,
the
shayla. Well, the shayla is it's actually a base of is that called balua?
Manashach, it's not a robe for the body, meaning...
Yeah, but she doesn't want it there.
Huh? If she forgot it, apparently she doesn't even know about it, so does she really care?
What do you mean?
So we got that.
Which is she doesn't want it there. I mean, I don't think a woman wants to walk around with big clothes.
Why? No one sees it. But it's not useless if she doesn't want it there. No one sees it. But no one sees it, so why does she care so much?
Difference of something accessible
well, so nobody sees it. That's what we're saying. Well, no, this is what we're saying. All these things.
No, but the murder being mocked, why is she so mocked? No one knows why she, what she mocked about. Why is she care? It's not bothering her.
So what? She still wouldn't have it there.
Does that mean it's just it's inaccessible, or is that the difference?
Between Balua and is it inaccessible? Maybe. I mean, cotton all the way inside the ear is accessible.
Anything is accessible, also. Yes, you can. Cut yourself open.
You talk about
how to get it in.
Maybe all the organs are.
We talked about cutting off a cast.
Right, so we said a cast. A cast is a problem, right? That's what he came out with here.
Unless you said it's going to be a long time.
Although there are poiskim. If it's all the long time, he said, then you have to ask a shayla, right?
Did they drop a
test? Okay, let's see the background of what's going on here with this scar. Here, look at Ayin Dalit. Can you go on? Neither Lyram Yilad Adam Sakh Besai, Yilamad Adam Sakh Besai, should take Isha Madicha, Kumatea, Bechoves Starim, Bamayim. She's got to clean out all the folds and all the hidden places. Bamayim. Bamayim Besai said the base of Starim, Havi Pirusha, the Kumatea, base of Starim is the Pirish of folds. Mayim Shom Badaki, Mashi Batas. Right. Right? Even though Lamaisa water doesn't, this is where this gets very confusing. Water doesn't have to touch it.
It's in your mouth.
Right? The Kamak and Sarach Shiyah Hamakim Roy Labias Mayim. Mavur Shamba Gemara. So it's got to be completely clean. For the, right?
Then
if you
your
put
eyes.
It in the water has the ability to touch it. However, Lamaisa, the water doesn't have to go there.
So the mice, why would...
Otherwise you have to open your eyes.
Then after the fact, it shouldn't be a big deal. And after the fact, it shouldn't really be
No, but it's not right. if there's something there that's not really the biggest thing.
After the fact, you're trying.
So what? Even so what? But Lamaisa, it wasn't really the order to come there.
Right.
So it's a problem. That's what it said. That's what it's a very strange halacha when you think of it.
Right.
It's got to be roi for the water to get there, but the water doesn't have to actually go there. Fine,
what's the reason then?
Why is that
the roi,
you mean?
Why?
Oh, so let's see. I mean, let's see a little bit. He doesn't really answer that, but. Fine, what's the reason then? He says the specific galus alias. Aliyas of Yisab Das. The Nefel Gershon Abzeh. Yesharim the base of Storm the Bahi Roy Labias Maim Humidar Raisa. Kain Das Atosis. If you hold that, then.
Then the war has to get there then.
No, it doesn't.
No,
definitely does not have to get there. It's got to be Roy Labias Maim. But is that Midar Raisa or Midar Rabbonim?
Those
are the Raisa. Alright? Vashut Shuvim Mahavat the Kain Hutas Aramba. The Rambam also holds it as the Raisa. The Machaber also holds that it's a deraisa.
Why is this base of starm any different than something that's external, like a bracelet or something? Why is that more deraisa than somebody that says she doesn't care if it's there?
No, because maybe with deraisa, nothing has to get there. If you hold it to the right, it has to be right to be a smile. Right?
Yeah.
So you can hold the Rabbanan that it's
right. So
really doesn't have
if,
to
if
have.
If you hold that it's a deraisa, so then why is that any different than anything else?
Because it's not a place that's normally revealed. So therefore the water doesn't really have to go there. Because water doesn't normally go there anyways.
Therefore, with the deraisa, you have to clean it?
There's no therefore. Therefore, that's why the water doesn't have to get to it, but the maisa has to be right.
Now,
what's it wrong?
I just we're saying that the actual cleaning and everything and all these substances are derabanas though. When I said there are cases where you can go in. So why is it any? If you hold that this is the arisa, this is the arisa, and you know the war is not going to get this, so why is that?
And a chanami. So you're right. You're saying really it's going to be a derabanan anyways because it's going to be a miyachen amak. And a chanami. That's a good point. It's still going to be a derabanan. But the whole concept.
Okay.
Not a concept. No. Let's say it'd be something that she is not.
Let's say it's real gufa.
Well, I don't know how could that be.
Very heavy.
What?
Sounds very heavy, though.
Oh, you mean Yana Chanam? That could be Rav Gufa, yeah. Yeah. Vayim Baruch HaShulchan V'yesham Shema Shatzar Shiyah Makam Roy Levi Yismayim Hu Rak Midi Rabbonam. But right, so those who say to Rabbonam can't cause a Ritva. Ach Ritva Atmei Mashmi Disri Leishu Tarai Sibashu Tsan Soi because of the Roy Litzar of Shita Tzar Ritva Lekulis Acheres. You could start being Mitzar of the Ritva Shita that is the Rabbonam to other coolest if you need it. Right, so you see it's a heavy machlokes. Oh, v'ayin oid b'shut davi misharim, that's the shabinu, b'shut egos moisha, v'ayin v'golos aliyas shahela de mishum hochi, leitzivsa taira shabes the storm, v'yest the quantity, v'yikant v'yem mayim. That this is why the taira, this is episode 12. This is what the Torah didn't say, that the base of storm is about to have to have water going in there. LSU ruim base mayim kedesh lo yahamis tovar. Thank you. Shelo yahamis. Excuse me. Yeah. Kedesh lo yahamis tovar abdulti asheri. Meinte darkei noyim. It's something that's very difficult to do. Imagine if a woman had to make sure that all the base of storm got water in it. So how exactly would that work? Right? It's just something very difficult. Okay, there's the svara.
That's a weak
svara
because it's hard to do. Really,
the
whole chafifa is hard to do.
Why is the chafifa hard to do?
Make sure your whole body's clear.
Doesn't it hard to do that? Hard, listen, a lot of things. It's hard to get up in the morning and daven, right?
I'd
much rather roll out of bed and go straight to wherever it is I gotta go.
I'd rather stay in bed.
Can't you hear Savara? It's like someone could come up with a crazy story. Say, since it's impossible, the base is done, so it's impossible to get. There's no mikvah within 100 miles, so it's impossible to get to the mikvah. So let me just clean very well, and then maybe the rest is okay then.
There's no mikvah. Can you just go to the shower and let Nikon?
And a Hanami, but.
No, I mean, wouldn't there be like some sort of some gather in your bottom? That, I mean, it doesn't.
Yes, that a gather is. That it has to be Rai to be his mind, but doesn't have to actually have his mind. It's just a svara, doesn't.
Yeah.
I said this is bothering you this whole thing. Okay, I'll look into it, see if there's anywhere that's Muslim or more.
We don't buy this.
Ask an empty
shower.
You're gonna do gedolim hopping. You get an all-inclusive gedolim pass. Are you getting one of those?
No, I don't.
You
don't
have enough money.
They pass them a little differently.
They pass
them differently over there.
We don't.
Hold them in volume.
Oh yeah.
You know that you can get the non-kabbalim just bonding in the shower. That's in the dip. No, we can't get
over. But enough for
nothing. No way. Yeah. Not possible.
That's the one thing that was worth it called. I want to get five. I told you I want to do the pigeon event, but I want to get the 5 coins from my father.
Do I have to give back to you?
No, is it American currency or do I have to do Israeli currency? Or does it not make a difference?
Israeli currency is worthless.
You have to have a certain amount of silver, right? There's right.
Is it worthless to give?
It's dumb coins.
It's going to cost me $300.
Every chumrah has its price, right?
Well, let him take care of it.
They don't have one. Usually, the Quran there have their own coins. They sell it to you for cheap.
Ain a yisha tzricha l'ftoyach his chiyah b'shas tefila. Right? A woman does not have to open her mouth b'shas tefila kadesh yikonzu by mayim, so that the water should go in. Ach v'kamokon tzoshi hamokim roi l'bias mayim l'loy chatzitza. Right, but it has to be roi to be as man without a chatzitza. V'lochein tzricha l'nakas es ha-shinayim koydem ha-tfilo shalei yibahem shum dover ha-chatzitz. Therefore you have to make sure you have to clean out the teeth.
Did we talk about braces yet?
Not yet. Okay. Yeah? That's interesting. So you don't even need, they don't even end up opening their mouths in Oshin, but so much attention gets paid to the teeth. Right?
Derisa,
yeah. Not derisa, that
if you hold
derisa, I mean, why?
Even then, okay, but a lot of things people aren't makbid on there.
Right. Yeah, so yeah.
A lot less bother there.
But they are makbid.
Yeah,
you know, there's something stuck in between
point.
Your teeth, then you're makbid to take it out.
But if it's something that's in the back or in between the teeth where no one sees,
it doesn't make a difference. And the chatzitza doesn't have to be what somebody sees.
So she's not makbid, she won't go in the shop like that.
But that's one way of looking at it.
But
isn't
her
butt also comfort, not necessarily what people
right,
see of you?
Right, it doesn't. It doesn't you're going to be makbid on it, bichlal, then that's called makbid. Right? Fine. Now look at Ayin Ches. It's important. Shach, Sibet Tara, Choch Masodom, Or Chashuch. The like about this really the ain't a chayv ala ala eitzah toiva.
What is?
It's not a chayv to clean out your teeth. It's an eitzah toiva. What does that mean? It's an eitzah toiva. It's an eitzah toiva because if you were to find something after the tefillah, you're going to have problems.
Why is
it not a chayv? Because it might be not a chayv to clean out your teeth.
Then why would you have to go back afterwards?
Why are you not a chayv?
Why should you be mechuyev?
You have to do a chuvim
in
whole body.
Again, obviously, if you know there's something in between your teeth,
right,
and
are you mechuyev to
be proactive and make sure you clean your teeth so that there's nothing there?
Why is it different than the rest of your body? Because there's something in their teeth.
Why is it different than the rest of your body?
What do you mean? You're preparing, first of all, space to start.
So why is the teeth any different than the rest of the stuff?
It's not. I think it's not.
So why is the shop only by your teeth and not by the rest of this term? Shach says my teeth are all by all of his sturm.
It's the Bach. I think it's only by teeth.
Why? Why is it different than anything else?
Why is it different than anything else? That's why his teeth different than anything else.
Even if there's any down credits, it took that long.
I'm trying to remember what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Milky asked a good question.
That answer is a good finish. Anyway.
Say like that. First time. She knows.
It's in Kuf Tzadik Hev, I think, Chaf Aleph.
It's seen there, yeah.
It's Chaf Aleph. Which, oh, you're there, Chaf Aleph. Yeah.
There's a lot of knots. Does that mean like dentures they have to take out?
Braces, false
dentures, removable.
Sure.
We're gonna get to it, but removable or not? Removable? Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Why? Not good that they should be there, though.
Yeah, but they're removable. So they're removable. I'm not sure what the svar is for that. Why should the teeth be considered an entity unto itself?
The dentist make a bandage? Do they take advantage of it?
Do you have to like go for whitening? I have a stain on one of my teeth.
See, the thing is, the din is, I don't know why he doesn't discuss this. Let's say she didn't wash the baseless darn. And she went to the mikveh. This is where we left off last week. Let's say she didn't wash the baseless darn. And she went to the mikveh. What's the din? Let's backtrack a second. Yeah, what happens if she didn't do chafifa at all and she went to the mikveh? What's the din?
No, you said she has to go again.
Last time you all said go.
Right, you would think it's so good. Right, meaning she goes to the mikvah without any chatzitza, and then she checks the body and there's no chatzitza. Is it a good tefillah or not?
No. Because chafifa is from the Torah, you said.
Right, so you need chafifa. Now, let's say she does that with Pesach Tzaron.
Still
got
to go back with saying it.
No, Pesach Tzaron, she does not have to go
back. Why not? Because mine doesn't have to go
there.
What?
She said we do.
Yeah, but if it's post facto, but the evidence must
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. She only has to go back if she finds a chatzitza there. If she finds no chatzitza there, she does not have to go back.
Why? Because chatzitza in general is good because it's neurotic.
So you see, it's the basis of the more cow.
Well, it's a meat, though.
If it's a diorite, it's irrelevant.
Because it's based on starm. Based on starm is more makel than the rest of the body.
What? If it's a diorite, then it's irrelevant if you after the fact report.
No, but again, it has to be done again. She checked. There was lemaisa. There was no chatzitza there.
If she went and didn't clean out
the base of Storim and she found the chatzitza, Avada, she has to go back. Right? The thing is, if she didn't find the chatzitza, so Lamaisha was nothing there.
She didn't do the chafifa
in the base of Storim. That's the difference between base, I don't know what you call it, base Hamnigman.
Yeah, but if you're saying that
the regular part is the base of Storim, that's the Allah.
The Vay Royal Abias Mayim, whom the Raisa.
What?
If it's due rice for the roi, then
it was right. The maaser was right. The chiddush being that you're not chayshish that the chatzitza fell off when she was on her way out of the mikvah, something like that. That's the chiddush of the din. Why don't you just say maybe there was a chatzitza and it came off of the water on her way out of the water? So you don't say that.
How else do you know if it's right or not unless you clean it?
Because you checked afterwards. Okay,
but that's not what the halacha is, though. The right to ask you right. So how do you know?
So let me tell you another interesting halacha. So then chavav, and this will explain
the question.
Yeah, in loy batka koydem tefila. I don't know
part of the process. Not necessarily with the mikvah, but
I guess it's not so common.
Maybe go wash away. How come checking afterwards?
But if she wasn't baidik before the tefila, between her teeth. Let's say she didn't clean her teeth, right? And the basis, and she didn't clean the rest of the stuff. And then after the tefila, she didn't check either. Right? Until she ate. And then she found the bone in between her teeth.
Good to go.
What's it then?
It's okay. If she found afterwards, she would have found before.
You don't have to go back.
If you have something in between,
she didn't
look.
She didn't check.
You don't have to go back.
No.
How do you know where it came from?
You don't have to go back.
Now it's even stronger than it, because it could be it came from before, it could be it came out. And you're saying it's maybe a deraisa.
You don't have to go back.
Still, the halacha is that you don't have to go back.
Yeah.
Right? You're cheating. You're looking over my shoulder.
Yeah, right.
Right? There are those that are chaylik. There are those that are chaylik that you have to go back.
Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't you?
Because you're chaylik that it came from the.
You can also say that there could have been other things there that through the process of eating it cleans it away.
Anachanami, you're right. But Elamai, since it's space of storm, so we'll make them.
So if you see something there, you don't have to go back.
If you already ate,
if you ate, something else. Not yeah. only if you ate.
Because you could attribute it to something else.
Okay, does it have to be, if it has, okay. That's if it's a prophecy.
I don't.
That's if it's a prophecy.
I warned you that this is complicated. Did I give a disclaimer that this is complicated? It's yes, complicated.
It is. What if you ate nothing with bones?
I thought it was. There's a prophecy stuck in her too. She's now having a sesame seed roll. You know it was from before.
Russell, I just said.
Russell, you have to go back.
I just said once you didn't
need to go back. You're right.
Then you go back.
You're right. Yeah.
Not true. Sometimes you get some sesames on some poppies on the sesame, and you know.
And I always say careful on the sprinkle
it. Sprinkle it. I'm not sure. I'm believing for a second.
Right. Anyways, the shach is machmir. The shulchan aruch makel. The shach is machmir.
Okay.
So that's the pshat with the teeth.
Why is he
because really, if she doesn't, the reason why she doesn't have to clean her teeth, make her a din, according to the Bach, is because Lamaisa, if she finds nothing in her teeth afterwards, it's okay.
And why is that during the basis time, the rest of the basis time?
Also the rest of the basis time, same thing. Okay. Same thing, but it's more, I mean, what are you doing, putting chatzitzas in
the basis
time after the
time?
I guess clothing maybe would be considered something that can get stuck
this
in
is
the basis
this
time.
Is
yeah.
This is regardless if she opens her mouth or not.
You don't have to open your mouth tight.
Right.
Now she can't close her mouth tight. Right. I guess he's going to discuss that in Kufta test. Maybe he discusses
something. He's opening the mouth. Can't do anything.
Of course not. So that's what the Bible is saying. Let's say Eitz HaTayva said you shouldn't run into this problem if you find the chatzitza. But if you don't find the chatzitza, then you're okay.
Did answer your question.
You said they're all the same.
What's all the same?
The teeth and the rest of his sternum are all the same. Why the Bach only talk about teeth? Because it's more common.
No, I thought you were referring to as opposed to the rest of the body. That was your question.
That was also. You just said
not
it's more common. You didn't answer why it's more common. You said this.
It's also the easiest place to explain common problems.
Hey, Weberman had a shot that his grandfather told his uncle in Florida. Told him that a woman 3 days after the mikveh found popcorn in her teeth. You can't make this stuff up. And she didn't have popcorn. She knows she didn't have popcorn from when she went to the mikvah. Don't worry, it's a serious child.
But then you would say
she brushed her teeth, she flossed her teeth. Sometimes popcorn can stay in there.
But then you would say it's okay.
Yeah,
huh? Then you would say it's okay. Trying to pick
it out.
Afterwards, you don't want to say that she was with her husband.
But the maisa, if there was a chatzitza there, if it was a regular chatzitza and she was makfid on it, you don't matter anything because if a woman doesn't know chapiv when she's with her husband, I'm going to make her go back to mikvah.
Yeah.
Right? It's only on shilas where you can have coolers, so then you make her. So Rav Harfinus wasn't so pushed that she didn't have to go back. It wasn't so pushed then.
What his grandfather told the woman?
What
his grandfather told the woman?
I don't know what they told him.
Oh, they were asking. You were asking Lamaisa. This was like an old story.
No, it wasn't Lamaisa. Oh, okay. It was semi Lamaisa. I don't know if it was Lamaisa or not. I don't think it was Lamaisa, it was after Lamaisa. If Alsh was Mako, I don't know if he said it would be Mako.
So what was his far to be Mako?
With Tzirufim, it was like it's based. The stone was really so far up there, and it was so far, it must have been so far in the teeth that maybe it was Balua already, not even based on stone. Stuff like that.
Is there a point where she just doesn't care anymore? If it's 3 days later, she didn't know.
Maybe that's also so. She didn't care. I think with Dr. Cohen. But Dr. Cohen was also me.
You just shocked this one around.
Not me. He, you know.
They conferenced everyone.
Flooded it, you know, when you need to get something. You just shoot in there, after you're done. Anyways. Yeah. The notion. No, he takes that with pride. It's to him a shock. V'noshim ha-regilas tamid, right, that's the back end of that. V'noshim ha-regilas tamid l'nakas ha-shinayim b'chut l'niko ha-shinayim. Now his wording here is interesting. Women who normally use dental floss Roish Yinaku Kachas Hashinayim Kodem Tefilah. They should also be Menachem. Oh, so it sounds like if you're not the type that flosses regularly, then you don't have to do it. Which makes sense, because L'maisa, dental floss is a, I don't know exactly what year it was created, but it's a relatively new invention.
Well, brushing teeth, no?
Hmm? No, back then the Gemara had little their toothpicks, right?
That's more like dental floss than a toothbrush.
Possibly. Right? But it sounds like you're not mechuyif so bad. Again, it can be medayik exactly in his lashon, but mechara, this sort of thing makes sense that you're not mechuyif. So it's a new, just because there's technology, are you mechuyif to use an electric toothbrush?
It seems like whatever your normal
your practical
process is.
Scaling
you have to gargle mouth.
Whatever your normal process is, why should
I know?
Bacteria.
I think you should probably not
be
dental floss.
The
gums are weaker.
Also, it said, you should be careful to use the type that doesn't shed. Which happens to me whenever I floss. I end up with more stuff stuck in my teeth than when I started. Right? So, so that's what somebody told me that some of them cause now. You know, the plastic. Toothpicks, like with a string.
So
they use those. And Rav Hafnis is telling me that he tannis b'chlav, that a woman's not supposed to eat after the chafifa. Right? Which we'll get to in the next thing. Yeah. Friday night, she should go before.
Or Tuesday Yom Tov.
She should go before. Tuesday Yom Tov. What about Matzah Tannis? This actually came up.
Go before.
A couple of people asked. That the woman was going to. What's the Yom Kippur? You're going to make her not eat? What's the big deal?
So you can drink something.
What?
You can drink.
Drink. Water. You're not supposed to really look like you have anything, but you're going to push her off her fast another hour? Right? I mean, until she's going to take a shower and da da da.
There's a wait.
And there's a wait, and especially there's a wait because there's a double, you know.
And you're going to make your appointments, you're
I don't know, the father is telling me it's possible that she could eat. And we're forced in his sefer that she can't eat. So the father is telling me that as man as anyways, that you have dental floss, it's way, way better than the chacham ever expected you to even have the ability to get out of your teeth.
Why is it not like any other, like with Hanukkah, Neres Hanukkah, we can't eat
That's
what you're supposed to do, and a woman is going to make from Mitzvah Shabbos. The Ikar Chafifa should be on Friday.
Just to get it faster, I mean. Yom Kippur is the same dentist. Can't do anything else on
it. Yeah. Now, so let's see quickly. A chaitim rise into the nose and the ears. Kaidim atvila tzvika lahasiris alich l'chamati b'chaitim of aznayim. Right, all the drunkards in the ears and in the nose. Ve'en nechshel chatzit zal alich l'chanitza b'sfasa chaitim v'aizim. V'makam shedarki l'pam l'yiz kali. Ramish only on the edges, where sometimes people could see something. Again, why? Because then it's already considered balua, right? And pay days, we could put no pay days. And in the Torah, Malachi Asharis, the Torah wasn't given to Malachi. So imagine you tell the ladies that they got to make sure there's nothing way up in the nose and in the ear. They're going to go completely bonkers, right? Isha sheyesh latzina tov lenakas chaitma. Let them feel she's blowing those fine. And Yeshua Temer Gevin Lois, and if she has cotton in her ear, she has to take it out. Which is more common than you think. She can't go in there. She can't go to a swimmer's ear or something. She can't go in the water. What she should do. Right? The Moshe Feinstein, I think, has 20 pages straight on this. That's unbelievable. One chuva after the other. Huh?
Not one long
chuva. No. Chuva after chuva. You know, the Indian Hanali, you ever see? And one after the other. And the mice, I think, is not the. But depends. Okay.